Right, so we're diving into something pretty cool today, using AI to make documents more accessible. Think about those huge government reports, right? The kind that make your eyes glaze over just looking at them. We at the DVLA Emerging Technology Lab wondered if we could use generative AI to turn those documents into something more interesting, like, say, a podcast.
A podcast from a government report? That sounds ambitious. So who exactly is this for?
Well, think about people who struggle with long-form text, neurodiverse individuals, people for whom English isn't their first language. Imagine trying to understand complex regulations when you're already facing a language barrier. That's where audio can be a game changer.
That makes sense. It's like turning a textbook into an audiobook for easier consumption. How do you actually do it, though?
So we built a Microsoft Teams bot. For those of you who don't know, a Teams bot is like an app within Microsoft Teams that can automate tasks. In this case, people within the agency can upload a document and the bot automatically transforms it into a podcast or a news briefing. Security is paramount, of course, so everything stays within our internal network.
Okay, so it's like a secure internal podcast generator. That's pretty neat, but I imagine there are some quirks, right? Like, does the AI suddenly start speaking in American slang?
You're spot on. That's exactly one of the problems we encountered. Many advances in generative AI come from the US, so there's often a US bias. We'd get things like DMV popping up instead of DVLA in the transcripts, which for a UK audience is jarring.
Right, totally. It's like when you're watching a British show and they suddenly use non-UK phrases, it throws you off. So how did you tackle that?
We took an agentic approach. We used LangGraph, which is a framework for building AI agents, to create different AI personas to review the transcript. Think of it like having a team of expert editors, but they're all AI.
Okay, like an AI quality control squad. What kind of personas did you create?
We had a British expert who checked the grammar and made sure all the cultural references were spot on. Then a content reviewer ensured everything complied with UK government standards. And my favourite, an expressive delivery advisor, basically an AI drama teacher.
An AI drama teacher? That's hilarious. What did the drama teacher do?
Suggested emotional cues, pauses, tone variations. You know, the kind of stuff that makes a podcast engaging, not just a monotone read-through. And then, finally, an editor AI incorporated all the feedback and rewrote the transcript.
Wow, that's a comprehensive system. So what were some of the main challenges you faced beyond the Americanisms?
Accessing the latest and greatest voice models, especially those with good British English support, has been tough. These models are often in preview stages, and getting consistent voice generation is another hurdle. You can submit the exact same parameters to the AI, and you won't always get the same result. It's like asking an artist to recreate a painting. They'll get close, but it'll never be identical.
So it's like AI is powerful, but it's not a perfect robot that spits out the exact same thing every time. It's got its own personality, almost.
Exactly. We tried breaking down long transcripts into smaller chunks, but then the voice would change noticeably when we stitched them back together. And regional accents? Forget about it. We could prompt for a Welsh accent or Scottish accent, but the results were inconsistent, to say the least.
I can imagine. So what tech were you using to build this whole thing?
We used a mix of Microsoft tools like Teams AI, Azure services, and then some Google Gemini models, and the 11 Labs text-to-speech API. It was a real mix and match of technology.
Okay, so after all that, what's the big takeaway? Was it a success?
Well, the technology is still emerging, and consistently nailing regional British audio content is still a challenge, but the content is usable right now. In fact, this very podcast was generated by our very system. You can decide for yourself if we succeeded, Ellie.